Listen for vowel changes related to the upward internal vowel length of Scottish. We spoke in the last lesson about the fact that many vowels, especially those in stressed positions, have this rise. Now, I hope you've just reviewed your earlier lessons and heard them in the vowels we've done before. Now, I said that this lilt was especially clear on diphthongs. Now we're going to look at another class of vowels which have an especially strong upward lilt. These are what we call in phonetics the tense form vowels, oo, o, e, and a. They create something that we call lilt extensions. They elongate into two or three stage vowels as they swing upward in pitch. The A and the O in American pronunciation are already diphthongs, A, O, so. So you see, as we go on with those diphthongs, they elongate even further. And the second stage and third stage will be at a significantly higher pitch than the first. Now, even though these two vowels can already be thought of as diphthongs in Scottish, we're going to see this additional elongation and even sometimes having an intrusive y sound coming in. So instead of gate, you might get gate, gate. Instead of grave, grave. Danger, danger. Let's try a few more. Word list, wait, wait. Chased, chased. Display, display. Fateful, fateful. And a sentence, B. A great April shower came our way. A great April shower came our way. C. They paid the price for delaying the instant replay. They paid the price for delaying the instant replay. Now, if it's real intense, it'll be paid, paid. If it's not all that intense, it'll be paid, paid the price. Now, the O vowel or diphthong, some very strange things can happen in Scottish speech. The vowel sometimes changes drastically to an A or an O or even the A, that so much so that most Americans would have no idea what word was being uttered. So I suggest that for the stage, you soften the O slightly toward the U and elongate with older, older. A slight sense of oo instead of o. No, no. Hold, hold. Slowly, slowly. And hear that slight lilt upward. And a sentence, B. Long ago, people slept on the cold earth. Long ago, people slept on the cold earth. C. The oboe and cello sat alone, woefully echoing tone for tone. The oboe and cello sat alone, woefully echoing tone for tone. Now, the third of these tense form vowels is E. And like the A, it often adds a bit of a y sound, especially in medial position, as it lilts upward. So instead of seeker or seeker, you get seeker, seeker. Now, you don't always have to do that intrusive sound. But again, let's look at it and look at the words. Each, itch. Needle, needle. Teach, teach. Meaning, meaning. Speak, speak. Sentences, B. She needed to beat me, so she cheated by dealing a three. She needed to beat me, so she cheated by dealing a three. See, chief among the reasons for ceasing to speak was a pain in the throat. Chief among the reasons for ceasing to speak was a pain in the throat. Now, the last of these tense form vowels is oo, and it's heard frequently in Scottish because remember, you have the other two sound changes where and ow changed to oo. And we also have the original oo, as in June and moon. Now, here are a few of those primary oos, which also tend to lilt upward. June, eun. June, June. Moonbeam, moonbeam. Gruesome, gruesome. Sentences B. She should not have paid even £2 for the shoes. And by the way, in these sentences, we're going to mix them together. Some that are originally oos and some that come in from us and ows. She should not have paid £2 for the shoes. See? How would the crew feel about the true blue captain's food? How would the crew feel about the true blue captain's food? Now, again, as with the intensity of the resonance, these lilt vowels can have more or less movement and pitch, depending on the region, the education, and the social class of the character you're playing. Ultimately, you and your director will have to decide the degree to which you'll use these and still maintain intelligibility. But this, then, is the end of the lesson on the vowel changes related to the Scottish lilt.